Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 17 of the Big Apple Sports Media Podcast. I'm Anthony Evangelista here with Kyle Keegan. How are you today, Kyle?
Today I'm okay. On Thursday and Friday, I was pretty pissed off with the stench of New York football is just so persistent right now. Just everything is so bad.
I mean, at least you guys have a win.
No, like whatever. That doesn't mean anything.
I mean, I'm going to say that the Giants are obviously in a much better spot than the Jets.
One, organizationally, yes, but this season, like, ew. And, like, the thing is the NFC East is so wide open, and the Giants are still so bad that they can't capitalize. Like, it's embarrassing, honestly.
Just the idea right now that you're, like, what, one game behind the division?
No. Like, don't even start. We're a game and a half behind, and we're 1-6. We're not going to win three games. And, like we lost to the – if they won, I'd have a completely different outlook on the rest of the season. If they had just held on to, like – I guess it's really hard to hold on to an 11-point lead with 4.5 minutes left. But the Giants just can't beat the Eagles. Like, it's
impossible. Boston Scott working wonders for my fantasy team.
Or just the Giants – all right, let's just talk about it. So, yeah, the Giants played really well, and then they took 7 penalties in the last 4.5 minutes. And Evan Engram is the worst person on the planet.
Terrible. Horrible.
Like, and you know what? I was so nice to Evan Engram before the season. Like, dude, what a jerk. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you – what an embarrassment. Like, perfect throw by Daniel Jones, who I think played really well, by the way. I don't – you say what you want to me about that 70-yard run where he fell. We still scored on that drive, so –
very funny.
Yeah, it's going to be a funny meme, but, I mean, they still scored on the drive, so. And then there's this whole, like, I don't know what all the – I haven't been keeping up with it, honestly, but I saw, like, there's this TMZ thing about Saquon and Daniel Jones going out partying. I don't know if it was I've heard it was, like, from last year and, like, that I shouldn't worry about it, but, like, I'll be honest, ever since Thursday night, I just haven't been too, motivated to really be checking in on the Giants at all, so.
I can imagine. I'm sorry for that. I mean, look, as a Jet fan, I know what it's like to lose games, but fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know which way you want to put it, all of our games this year have been pretty much blowouts. So the fact that you guys lost a really close game that you probably should have won definitely hurts, especially because you're still in it for the division.
I mean, this is the fourth time where a simple play could have, like, just a simple play towards the end of the game would have changed the whole outcome. This is the fourth time that it's happened. So, like, I hate to play the what-ifs game because it's stupid, but, like, if the Giants were – see, good teams win close games, and this is why the Giants aren't a good team, because if they were a good team and they had an it factor, they'd be 5-2, but they're not, and they're 1-6, and it's because they're bad, and bad teams find ways to lose games. They found a way to lose on Thursday night, and they'd be in first place right now if they won, which is the worst part of all of this, so – just an embarrassment, like, just an embarrassing organization right now. Like, the Maras and Gentlemen and, like, they should just all be embarrassed about how they can't beat Philly and about how they lost that game. It's just it's just embarrassing. Like, that's the only word I can think of. So.
I mean, hold on. Can I just say, it's so weird to think about. Like, you said the record, and I just had a double take. It's already – we're about to go into week 8.
Yeah, it's, I know. Weird. Yeah, week 7 wraps up tonight. The way I see it is, though, is, like, once football season kind of, like, ends, all the other sports are going to be back. Like, NBA, NHL will be back, which I guess is a good thing. But, like, I mean, and also, we're, like, laboring through this season, let's be honest. Like, neither of us are having any fun.
Oh, no, not at all.
So.
Pain after pain after pain.
Dude, it's just – it's beyond pain. It's just misery. Like, I feel like I'm suffering. This is the worst period of Giants football in the history of Giants football. Like, okay. They haven't had, like, a 7-8, like, 4, like, even, like, 4-year span where they've been this bad in their entire history. Like, it's just awful. Like, they're just in bad football. I don't know how they can't – like, it shouldn't take 4 years to rebuild or even get more than 5 wins. Like, they haven't even been mediocre. They've just been terrible.
Yeah, that was pretty accurate. I mean – how do you feel about the report that came out that the Giants have no interest in trading Evan Engram, it seems, as, like, a key part of the team's future?
I mean, I don't really – I saw that too, and, like, I still understand his value. But, like, when you are literally gift wrapped, over the shoulder, easy catch, should be easy for any receiver or tight end in the NFL. A perfect throw by Daniel Jones that ices the game on the road against your rival that you haven't beaten for years, and you don't make that play. It makes sense that, like, it just makes sense that the whole fan base would just be going after you. I'm sorry, I keep getting texted.
No, you're good. But regardless, yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, it's hard to be a New York football fan right now. It's hard to have to deal with the constant disappointment every season, every year, every week, every game. It's not fun.
I mean, like, I guess we're experiencing it in, like, different waves. Like, there's the, oh, we played well for 56 minutes. But, like, the fact that it's the Eagles pisses me off so much because they just can't beat the Eagles. It's so annoying. And, like, I had my whole rant about Philly people last week, and, like, I feel like they kind of maybe – they might be a little bit smarter than I give them credit for, because they're really not talking that much smack because they know that they also suck.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
Yeah, like, they also are terrible. And
they're still going to win the division.
And they are. They're going to win the division.
Actually, Washington. I like Washington this year.
We'll see what happens. But, like, the point is that the Giants – are beating themselves against Philly. Like, it's a mind game. Like, you look at – I can think of the last four games they've played in Philadelphia, they've blown late leads.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
They've blown late leads in all four. So, like, that's in Philly. And then, like, they'll be at home and they'll either get routed or they'll blow a late lead or whatever it is. They just – they can't seem to figure it out. And it's so unbelievably frustrating. They're beating themselves at this point. It's not like when they're playing the Eagles are an incredibly dominant team. Because the way I see it, the Eagles are a lot of flash. And, like, I really have no room to be talking smack about the Eagles right now, but I'm going to do it anyway. The Eagles are all flash. Like, they're all the pizzazz and none of the – what's the word I'm looking for? There's no substance. That's better. You know, like, they're one of the they look sexy on paper, but they actually just suck. Kind of like the Yankees, I guess. But it's just, like, the Giants have this, like, mind block when they play the Eagles that they just forget that they're an NFL team. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. How do you blow an 11-point lead? Oh, I know, because you take 7 penalties in the last 4.5 minutes on defense. That's called being mentally blocked, you know? They just completely mentally just cracked the bed. That's what happened. They don't believe they can beat this team no matter what the regime is. And it's ridiculous. And once they beat them once, I think that this whole nightmare is going to end. But it's still just – it doesn't make any sense almost. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
I think that – I mean, at least for right now, I don't know what it's going to be like in a year or two. I said this before. I like the Giants coaching staff. I like
Jake. I think the Giants – no, the Giants are definitely – and it's hard for me to say this now – but I really do feel like they're trending upwards. But it's hard when you could be 5-2 and you're 1-6 instead, because you make all these frustrating, stupid plays because bad teams find ways to lose, and that's what keeps happening. But say your point.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just the point of, I think the Giants are in a bad spot right now in terms of talent, in terms of injuries, obviously with Saquon going down and everything else going on with the team. I think that I can't tell you what a good short or long-term solution would be for the Giants other than just drop everything and rebuild. I think that Joe Judge at the helm.
That would work. They have pieces that I'm happy with, and, like, they have pieces that I'm, like, okay with.
Oh, 100%. And I think
like sometimes mentally they're just not there.
Right now, I think they're trending in a rebuild scenario anyway, where
they've been in a rebuild. You can't rebuild for 4 years and
no, exactly.
No progress. But that's why Gettleman is a failure.
Okay, how much cap are the Giants supposed to have this offseason?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to make any big signings, but I'm going to look it up.
Because I know the Jets have a decent amount. The Jets are like third out of all the teams behind like the Colts and the Browns or something like that.
I'm going to look
how much the Browns.
Giants have, but I don't know, like – if the Giants were 3-4 right now, I'd be a lot more encouraged. But, like, 1-6, it's hard to ride home about that.
Oh, of course. But you're in a very good spot in terms of everything around you is also crumbling in terms of the NFC East. where
– Yeah, but that's what makes it frustrating.
Yeah, where you wish you could be doing a lot better.
This would be the year that they could make a – they could potentially make a step. If the Giants go 6-10 and win the NFC East, that's a step in the right direction because then your young players get experience. Joe Judge gets experience. Like – And also, Gettleman's just a crappy drafter. He's bad at his job. He's a bad general manager because you shouldn't be 3 years in your plan and making no progress. Like, you just shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like, it's completely normal to be calling for his head at this point. He hasn't done one thing right.
I could see that. I think right now it's, what you said, it's a term of – it's a point of, like, the managerial administration instead of the
– You know why? Because they're losers. They're losers. And the Giants don't have that much cap space. They have, like, around $10 million. But I don't know how much they have coming off the books. I don't know if – I'm not totally sure if we're still paying Eli this year. I don't really – I'm not really too attuned on that situation right there. But they made some defensive signings in the offseason, and they're working. Like, Bradberry and Martinez have been money.
Oh, my God. Bradberry has been one of the best cornerbacks in the league this year.
He's, like, top three cornerback in the league. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like,
completely underrated.
Fantastic. And Blake Martinez doing exactly what we signed him for. We got some good young players on our front four, like Tomlinson, Sexy Dexy, Dexter Lawrence. Kyler Fackrell even has been doing a good job. We don't really have a second cornerback, but Logan Ryan's doing an okay job in the spot. Jabril Peppers is kind of playing through injuries. So, like, he's so bad in coverage, though. He's – ugh. Like, his coverage skills need to be better. Like, that's just the long and short of it. Who else do I want to talk about? I'd love for Xavier McKinney to come back. I feel like that would have been fantastic help because he's our coverage safety. And Jabril Peppers is now almost trying to fill in two positions, and it's just not working. And
I think what you guys need is a second-round cornerback from Georgia that can maybe help out your team a little bit that will eventually get – arrested for robbery.
Oh yeah, like Julian Love, you mean?
I was talking about DeAndre Baker.
Oh yeah. Shit, you're right. My bad. DeAndre Baker. Julian Love. Both of those guys, by the way, are out for various reasons. But DeAndre Baker had a good year last year, and now that this happened, you know what? I completely forgot about the DeAndre Baker situation. And you know what? I don't even think it's that crazy to say that the Giants would be like 3-4 if DeAndre Baker was playing this year because that's how bad their second cornerback position has been. Like, it's been that bad because especially with how good Bradberry's been, like, just to have someone that's decent because DeAndre Baker was our CB1 last year. And, like, now he's just not there, obviously.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, like, geez.
His football career. God. How do you do that? I mean, just that entire situation.
That's Giants football right there, if I'm being honest with you.
Just the idea. You're making so much money per year. You're in a spot where you have tons of potential. You have lots of money coming your way in the near future if you continue to play well. How are you just going to throw that all away?
Dude, it's really tough to, like, get into people's minds. But, yeah, I can't help but think the same thing. And then, like, Devontae Freeman's been all right. Gallman's been okay, but like when Daniel Jones is your leading rusher, it's hard to win games when your quarterback is your leading rusher. And I know Saquon wasn't good, but the running game has picked up because the run block has been better. And I can't help but think that a healthy Saquon Barkley is also helping this team win games because the Giants passing game hasn't been good this year because they don't really have that great of a running game. They had a pretty good running game against Philly, but I was complaining about Daniel Jones going over the top a little more. He goes over the top to Evan Engram to ice the game, and he drops it. Like, how do you drop that pass?
Yeah.
NFL. Drop that pass. 100 times out of 100, that should be caught. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, you probably would have sealed the game with that catch too, right?
I mean, yeah, no, that's the game. They're in field goal range. Then they just have to run it to pass the time. Even if they don't get another first down after that, the Eagles get the ball, probably down 8 with 20 seconds left. That game is over.
Yeah.
Like, just
– that's just painful.
The incompetence is just unbelievable. Like, and no one's being held accountable, of course, because the Maras are okay with sucking now. Rest in peace, Wellington Mara, because, John, I'm not ready to get on your case just yet. But you're kind of entering Wilpon Dolan territory where you just don't care about winning.
Really? You're going to put him there? That's really high up.
It's getting close. They've sucked for so long. And, like, just it's a loser mentality right now. I mean, I'd like to see a turnaround. I mean, they've won under his regime before. So I won't get too on John Mara's case just yet. But I've seen a lot of Giants fans that are ready to throw him off the bridge. And you know what? I can't 100% disagree. And I hope he does better. And he's won 2 Super Bowls as the president chairman of the Giants. So I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's just
the loser mentality. It exactly. feels like they're just losers right now. You know, you can't beat Dallas, you can't beat Philly. If you're the Giants, you're a loser. So they're losers.
I speaking of losers, how about we'll segue into
that? Yeah, that's all. Yeah. It's the same story every week.
It is. And we're going to need some new content pretty soon because it can't just be us moaning and complaining.
We can't just cry about the Giants and Jets every week. We just can't. It's not good for us either.
Okay, so with the Jets played the Bills this week. The Jets – so on the CBS broadcast, they announced that Adam Gase handed over play calling to Dowell Loggins, our offensive coordinator. Now, the fact that Adam Gase has been calling our plays since the beginning of last season and nobody saw a problem with that baffles me. Because that should have been given away to Dowell Loggins a long, long time ago. And you saw the difference. In the first half, the Jets looked like
– I was going to say, in the first half, I did see a clear difference.
So the Jets in that situation, they were able to go down the field. They were able to score. There were a few situations where Darnold threw picks and it was just unfortunate circumstances. But they looked like –
the Jets scored on 2 of their first 3 drives. So
– look, they were able to – one, hold the Bills to only field goals. The Bills did not score a single touchdown that entire game.
That is encouraging, yes.
The fact that our defense was able to do that makes me believe that Greg Williams is also not the problem. I think that the fact that the Jets' offense was able to produce at least something for once was also encouraging. I think that the fact that Adam Gase was not at the helm proves more of the point that he is the problem. And then the Jets, in classic Jets fashion, saw that they were doing pretty good at halftime and decided to just go back to their classic JV football team. And
I mean, no, the offense was so just stale in the second half. Like
they had a total
of
4 yards in the second half.
Yeah, that's awful.
How bad do you have to be to not gain a single – I can't even talk about it right now. The fact that you're gaining 4 yards in a half of an NFL football game against a team.
I mean, that can't be that hard.
And like, I liked what I saw with Denzel Mims in the first half. I think they only targeted him once in the second half, but from what I saw, it wasn't terrible. He's definitely he has room for improvement. I don't know if he's going to be the savior that the Jets need, but I'm okay if the Jets trade for Michael Thomas. That's all I'm saying. But
Right. Don't act like that's going to happen right after Le'Veon got
released. I don't think I want that to happen, to be honest. I kind of lied. Michael Thomas is a cancer in the locker room.
Dude, Michael Thomas, speaking of who I have in fantasy, is really pissing me off. What a jerk.
Yeah. Should have been back 3 weeks ago.
Dude, like, what a jerk. Yeah, seriously. You want to actually – this is kind of off topic, but it's really funny. In my league with my friends from home, my bench, let me read you my bench first. Michael Thomas, Aaron Jones, both out with injuries. Thielen and Parker out on bye, and then Mixon out with an injury. So I was all backups except Kyler Murray, who I told you guys was the real deal, by the way, months ago. I was right about Kyler Murray. So everyone can come from my head about that. But he had 37 points. Giovanni Bernard and Jamal Williams, the backups for the Bengals and Packers, clutched up so hard for me. Ooh, they got
Bernard saved me.
41 total points, and then like Rob Gronkowski got me like 17, and the Niners defense got me 16. I ended up winning by like 40.
That's
with 130s. Yeah, I won with 136 points with like my backup squad. Like, I'll take that. So, yeah, that's kind of off topic, but we'll go back to the Jets now. But like,
no,
I'm just saying.
Honestly, I'd much rather talk about fantasy.
Michael Thomas just made me think about how my fantasy team somehow won this week despite me just starting a bunch of players who I wouldn't expect to get me a lot of points. I thought it was like a punt week for me this week. So now I have a chance to get back to 500. Because I started off 0-3 and then 1-4. Now I have a chance to get back to 500.
I had the same sort of situation, that scenario in my league this week. In my main league, I had Burrow.
You know what? I think I won all four of my games this week.
I did too. I won, I think, 6 out of the 7 leagues I'm in, which goes to show you.
I won 4 out of the 4. All right, say what you were going to say. Say what you were going to say.
So for my team this week, the main one, I had Joe Burrow starting, put up a quick 35. Still don't know how Cincinnati keeps losing games at the last moment, but that's another story.
They're kind of like the Giants and the Falcons, I guess. I mean, no, there's like the Giants and the Bengals who are doing it, and then there's the Falcons where it's just you.
Okay, so then I got A.J. Brown, D.J. Moore. I got the two J's, if you want to put it that way. They put up solid 27-25 for me. I just traded D.J. Moore this week. I traded Hill and McLaurin. What was the trade? Hill, McLaurin, and Josh Jacobs for DJ Moore and Dalvin Cook, which is a very big risk on my part.
That's it. That is a big risk. That's a blockbuster, dude.
Yeah. So they both put up 25, 27. I'm happy with that. James Robinson, 31 points, 2 touchdowns on the day. Saved me there.
James Robinson's been pretty good. Was he one of your sleepers at the beginning of the year?
I don't know if I said it, but I picked him up very early.
Yeah, I remember he was really good in week 2 also.
Gio Bernard got me solid 20. Johnny Smith
as well.
Say that again.
Do you have Mixon?
Not in this league, no.
I picked up Mixon. I traded David Johnson and Jameson Crowder for like Joe Mixon, and I think who was the other receiver I got? I don't even remember.
I'm so sorry. I know Bernard, but
I picked up Bernard off the waivers this week because Mixon was out and he came up clutch for me. So
look, I had Mixon in my league.
Mixon's been pretty good when he's healthy. I really can't complain about him when he's healthy.
Mixon last year killed me, and then he clutched up in the playoffs when I needed him most. So I can't really talk that much.
He's 13th in running backs so far this year, and that's with him being out for a game. So I can't really complain about Joe Mixon's production.
Yeah, I get that. And then Jonnu Smith and Tre'Quan Smith both.
Oh, I had both of them too, and they both. Oh, I played against Jonnu Smith. I picked up Tre'Quan Smith, and he was okay. And Jonnu Smith sucked against me, luckily.
Okay, well that's our little fantasy bit there.
That's our fantasy outfit.
So it's nice to talk about something other than losing.
It's good to talk about winning. This is good. I wish we could go back to like August.
Well, we might need to have a full fantasy episode if the Jets and Giants continue losing, which is what's going to end up happening anyway.
When's the Knicks draft? Because I ask this every week, and I always forget when it is because we need something new that we can cry about.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the countdown? We got to be like 3 weeks away or something.
I think it's close, isn't it? Hold on, let me
Wednesday, check. November 18th. So, like, that's like 3 weeks, right?
Less than a month away.
Something else to complain about. Woohoo. Dude, is it weird that I missed the Knicks?
No.
They haven't played since March. It's been like 7.5 months. It has
been a while, yeah.
I mean, I missed the Knicks as much as – because I don't have any expectations with the Knicks.
Oh, no, but it's just the idea of Knicks basketball.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting. And that's a team that we both root for.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fun –
That will be fun.
It'll be fun until we realize that they suck again.
Yeah. See, like, look, right now, I could continue to talk about the Jets, but I really don't want to.
It's just the same. We say the same stuff every week, dude. Complain about the Jets sucking and having no direction, and I complain about the Giants being unable to hold leads and beat good teams when they're in position to do so. It's the same thing.
Look, like, if we continue this pod.
We record the same show every week.
Yeah. If we continue this pod throughout the next few years, where I'm hoping for much better football episodes. But for right now, we're in a constant state of pain.
We'll get there. We got to start. I mean, like, I think this has to be rock bottom. There can't be much lower than this. Like, I'm serious. Like,
I hope so. I'm hoping for it. At least one of us.
And also, we'll have fun with the NFL draft, too.
Yeah, that will be fun.
It's a crappy time for us because, like, we got that super fun, like, just so much sports, and now it's just football. I mean, I guess the World Series is about to end. The Rays are down 3-2.
Yeah.
Did you see how the game ended on Saturday?
That's so
that weird. Was crazy. Wild. What a choke by the Dodgers, but then an incredible bounce back game yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow, like I don't like the Rays, but wow, what an ending. That was crazy.
Oh, that was really crazy.
That was something. Like I don't think there's ever been a crazier end to a World Series game.
I don't think so. I mean,
two errors?
What I've seen.
What?
At least from what I've seen now.
Yeah, that was nuts. And then Dodgers won last night. So they're up 3-2. So at least hopefully the Rays won't win. Dude, the Lakers and Dodgers are literally both about to win championships in like a 2-week span.
I don't like that. I don't like LA winning.
LA is just – I mean, I'd rather have them than Boston or Philly or something.
Even Tampa. Tampa might have their second.
I don't want the Rays to win. Because I guess it's different for you. But, like, since the Rays beat us, I don't want the Rays to win.
I get that. Well, regardless, whichever team wins, whether that be L.A. or Tampa, they're going to bring home their second championship in the past few months because of the Lightning. And
yeah, the Lightning did win. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if there's one year where I wouldn't want to be Title Town, it's 2020 because you can't really enjoy the parades, I guess.
Hey, I just want a title. I don't care when it is.
We'll get during the time we're recording this show, we'll get a title and I think the Knicks will win a title one day and that'll be one the city will turn upside down the day the New York Knicks win an NBA title.
Did you happen to catch the end of the Seahawks Cardinals game last night?
Yes, I did. Well, yeah, because I'm the biggest Kyler Murray fanboy ever, so I was so excited.
Holy Tyler Lockett in fantasy.
Yeah, geez. I'm glad I wasn't panicking. He had like 50 points, right?
3.
Jeez,
man,
that's crazy. Like that's like near the record, right?
I think Clinton Portis has the record of like 55.1 or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking.
That's still so insane.
Jeez, fantasy single.
But yeah, Davante Adams and Tyler Lockett owners are most likely very happy tonight.
Dude, imagine I haven't seen it. Usually on TikTok, like I see like fantasy football stuff. I didn't see anyone that had like Lockett and Adams, but like that would be crazy. I'm sure there's people that have Lockett and Adams.
There were a lot of just random booms throughout this week.
I mean, Kyler Murray boomed.
Yeah, Joe Burrow even 34. I'm happy with that. Yeah, let me look. All players.
I'd even say Giovanni Bernard with 21 is like
exactly with just random players going off. Justin Herbert, 38.
Yeah, Brady went off as well.
Jeff Wilson Jr.
Tyler Boyd had 27, 28.
Jeff Wilson Jr., James Robinson.
Justin Herbert, 39.
Mm-hmm. Like a team with
– I don't know how that was his first win, by the way, because he's playing fantastic, Justin Herbert. And here's what I would have done. I would have taken linebacker Josh Allen 2 years ago and the Giants took Jones. And then taking Herbert last year. That's what I would have done if I were the Giants. And I'm smarter than Gettleman because he – and listen, I like Daniel Jones, and I'm not complaining about Daniel Jones. I'm happy with what we have, I guess. Not really. We're 1-6.
Yeah.
But Justin Herbert looks so good. That's all. Like, he looks awesome.
Just listen to this, though. This is a totally realistic fantasy team from this week. So we got Justin Herbert at quarterback. For wide receivers, you have Lockett and Adams with either Deontay Johnson or Tyler Boyd at your flex.
Yeah.
And for the running backs, you're stuck with injuries. You have James Robinson, Jeff Wilson Jr., or even
Bernard or Williams played really well.
And then, I mean, there weren't any really big tight end names, but still, regardless.
Gronk had 18. That's not bad for a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Gronk had a slow start to the season, and like now he's picking it up. This is what I expected. So, I remember you thought I was crazy for that. I don't know. I like the Bucks offense. I always did, and they're playing the Giants next week, and I think the Giants are going to get smacked.
Oh, see, the Jets are playing the Chiefs this week, and I'm saying this right now.
Oh no! Yeah, this is the win. This is the win.
The win. The Jets are going to win.
Definitely the win. Oh, this is definitely. I think the Giants play on Monday night next week, so we're going to be recording late.
Yeah, so this will be a fun lead up to the week.
Next week. The Jets are – yeah, dude, that's the win. Jets – dude, that's the win. We've been saying that for a few weeks. That's definitely the win.
Well, I believe that's all that we have for today.
We've just kind of been
Yeah.
We've been spewing random information. Well, I mean, it's more entertaining than when we just cry about the Giants and Jets.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than the same old episode every single week. So
yeah, we're giving you guys something new until we get basketball and hockey back.
Maybe the Jets will lose Sam Darnold to a season-long injury next week or something like that. It'll be something to talk about. But for now, that's all we got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Socials. At Kyle Keegan on Instagram and Twitter, but the L is one. That's Kai1, E Keegan. And on Insta, if you want to follow the show, it's at Big Apple Sports Media on Instagram and Big Apple SP Media on Twitter.
I am Anthony Evangelista 7 on Instagram, Anthony EV 7 on Twitter. That's all we got for episode 17. Thank you guys for listening, and have a good one. See you next time.
Thanks, guys.